Sunday name. Been called Andrew twice this morning. It's normally just reserved for my mother, though.
Or when I'm naughty, one or the other.
Which isn't very often, of course. So what I actually said this morning was I didn't have a short session to bring. I just said if Marion does 40 minutes, I'll back out altogether. So that's where we just to get things clear. So first of all, you know, Stu said, can you do about 10 minutes? I've been looking around for a video of about 9 minutes just so I can introduce that. But I'm going to have to rattle on because there's plenty to get through. So here we go. This is where it all started. What are you laughing at? This is the serious part. So, yeah, born to Jeff and Irene Lomas. There I am. Aren't I cute? There's my big sister as well. So I was born into a Christian family, as many of you will know. So hard act to follow with both Mr. and Mrs. Lomas. But, you know, in being born into that family, really right through my kind of life, I've known the Saviour. Don't know why I'm getting emotional. It's seeing my dad, I think, up there again. But we'll come on to that. What you really want to see is this one. Because I've always had a passion for cars. This is my little red car. Used to park it half on the grass and half on the soil because I thought it was trendy. You know, people park half on the pavement and half off. Look really good. But the part I was saying to you earlier, Leslie, was there's no real kind of big drama with this because I was always a little angel. I was always good. There was nothing really where I had to kind of fix all my wrongdoings and all the rest of it. If only that were true. I wasn't a really bad lad, but, you know, in my mum's eyes, I was, you know, the perfect angel. But, and I'm sure you understand that. So there's really not a lot to kind of go through in terms of sort of, you know, how I was expelled from school and all that sort of thing, because I wasn't. You know, I was good. And therefore, for a lot of my early years, I thought, well, you know, I'm a good lad and all the rest of it. I'm doing all the right things. I knew about God. And, you know, as Marion said, you know, through Sunday school, through the teachings and all the rest of it, very much kind of aligned to Christianity and understanding that. But I'm a slow learner as well. I need to be convinced of things, and things take a little time to go through. So more of that to follow. But when I was very little, I recall one Christmas, my dad wanted to learn guitar. So this is my intro, really, into leading worship, playing guitar and leading worship. Dad wanted a guitar, so Mum bought him one. I remember us bringing it back on the bus from Manchester in its red case. And, yeah, my dad picking up the guitar. And that's really what started me off in terms of picking that up just in the back room and having a play through. I'd like to say my dad was able to teach me a lot about music, but his skills were elsewhere. And we did play along for a long time, actually, at church in Sunday school, and we did Sunday school musicals and all the rest of it, and really enjoyed doing that. I picked up a really battered guitar from Gene, who was the minister at Ashton. Gene's still, you know, we were chatting about it actually a few weeks ago. I was relaying that message of how we took that battered guitar, took it in the garage, sanded it all down and everything, and gave it a little bit of a sheen. But yeah, that's where I was playing to begin with. And as time went on, as I kind of taught myself guitar through picking up chord sheets and picking up music, Christian music books, that's really how I sort of learned to play the guitar. And from a very early age, I was there at Sunday school playing along in those musicals and enjoying myself. Dad, otherwise, his guitar became more of a kind of piece of art, that it was just in the corner of the dining room. One thing led to another, and I started to play at some wider events. We went to Blackpool every February. We went twice, actually, every February. We had a Manchester Circuit Retreat, as it was called, which was part of the churches in the connection that formed Manchester Circuit. And we met every February, and as we went on year by year, I was looking up to those others who played guitar and everything as well, and we formed, I wouldn't say it was a band, it was more three of us kind of playing guitar together. But again, that sort of brought me on in playing guitar and getting that desire to just kind of start to lead worship in different events and what have you. And also, it was my way of just kind of interacting with God through those songs, learning the new songs, learning new chords, as Graham Kendrick puts more complexity into his songs and what have you, but a great way of learning. It was the other event that we had in February. Now, this picture's kind of a very old image of Palm Court, much earlier than when we were actually going there. But we had, every year we'd have the Young People's Conference. And it was a terrific event. It was great for us. It was aimed at sort of teenagers, teenagers, really. That was kind of what it was pitched at. And it was for the whole connection. So we had people coming up from Bristol, down from the northeast. But, you know, a lot of the churches were in the northwest, so quite easy to get to. But great to see all those folks. And there was a wide range of people that we were meeting, some of them were kind of quite, I don't know. I was going to say quite strange. I don't mean strange. Well, they looked a bit like yobbos and what have you, one or two of them. But he's, you know, one of those guys is still a great friend of mine today. Unfortunately, Tom can't be with us today. But it was great to start kind of mix together from different cultures and different backgrounds and everything. And we had sessions where we'd meet on a Friday night, go through to Sunday afternoon. We'd have sessions of teaching, worship, and an opportunity also to share in prayer and to reach out and learn more about God. It was a great weekend, absolutely to be recommended. We had some free time as well on the Saturday afternoon. They led us out for a little while. Now, you know, go into Blackpool, be good, you know, don't get arrested and all that sort of stuff. Like I say, there were some strange people with us. But it was a great time to just sort of mix and bond together. And obviously throughout the year we kept in touch with each other as well, which was fantastic. It came with some strict rules though, and I'm sure Tom will expand on this for you if you want at some point, because there was a rule set as to, you know, once it was bedtime you had to go to bed. You couldn't take radios, you couldn't take tape recorders. There was a whole list of things. They forgot to put on their don't take record players. And you know how Tom likes his vinyl. He didn't break any rules, but one year he turned up with a record player, him and his mates, and the vinyl. Now, at that conference, one of the chiefs there was my dad. So I had the privilege of going underage. Keep that one to yourselves. But I was able to go before the minimum age 1 year. Only 1 year. I didn't break the rules too much. But I also got away with kind of sneaking around the corridors one night when, as the chiefs were patrolling, instead of being interrogated as to where you're going and what you're doing, it was, good night, Andrew. But it was at that conference, one of those conferences, on the Sunday afternoon, I'd started to lead some of the worship. I was really shy, so I wasn't introducing songs and stuff. I was just, let my dad do that. He introduced stuff, and I'd just sit back and then stand and play guitar and run through. But on one of the Sunday afternoons, very early on when I was attending, there was the opportunity, the invitation. If you wanted to give your heart to Jesus, then, you know, this was the time to do so. And there was kind of a, we'll just have another song as we go through this. And I just couldn't go forward to do that. I just had to give my life over to the Lord. Quite late in terms of my age, having grown up in the church, if you like. But as I say, I'm quite not a slow learner, but I like to have things absolutely battened down. I like to know detail and understand it. So that was it. It was as simple as that. And gosh, what a feeling that was. I hadn't changed from being a complete rogue and being naughty and all the rest of it, but, you know, through what the Lord was doing in my life at that time, it was at that point that I committed to him. I'd written down here, it was perhaps that's an anticlimax in some respects, but it's not. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are, whatever your situation is, you know, just to have him in your heart is an absolute blessing. And things have moved on from there. We moved on from having just the YP conferences because we were all getting a bit older and sort of breaking the age barrier, if you like. So we moved on to new ventures. We found a place up in the Lake District, Cumbria, Lake District sort of area, Knock. It was a self-catering, well out of the way, remote conference centre, Christian conference centre, that as older young people we all ventured out to. Because it was so out of the way, we'd started to form a little bit of a band by this time and we could really crank up the volume. There were no neighbours for absolutely miles. So our times of worship, and again, testimony, prayer, teachings, a great opportunity for us all to learn more. I guess the downside really was, you know, as the weekends came to a close, we had to kind of say our goodbyes and mop the floors and clean up. Such was the part of the learnings together. And then we moved on to Quinter. As well, Quinter's in Oswestry, and again, we just some of you are smiling because you've attended some of these in the past, and again, this was an opportunity for us to meet as older young peoples, adults even. Gosh, but again, a full weekend of praise and worship and teachings, and again from all around the connection, great time together. It was during one of those weekends, actually the Friday night, we'd done the opening session, we'd opened in worship, we'd got the programme for the weekend and everything. We're just closing down, ready to go off to our beds. This chap came over to me and he says, I've brought my guitar and amp with me. Do you think it'd be all right if I joined in with the band? Well, what do you say? You know, no audition. Never seen this guy before. Is he any good? It's a big risk. But, go on, we'll give it a go. Bring your guitar in and what have you and set up with us and all the rest of it. And wow, when that guy struck up the first chord, or the first guitar solo, what a blessing to have Harco join us. You remember it well, don't you? That led on to us forming, well, what was established as the Quinter Band, not just Harco joining us, but with the other guys there, Tom playing bass, Chris on the drums, Heather backing singers with my sister. And that was kind of the Quinter Band formed, as you like. So good was the band, actually, that we booked them for our wedding. So, you know the formalities of a wedding. You sort of, you know, I'm supposed to stand there with the lovely bride and what have you. She'd come down the aisle. There we were, stood together. I still picture the when I saw the video of my Auntie Sue, when I actually left Heather, went and picked my guitar up, and started the band with the first hymn. But again, what a blessing to be able to have that group together and to be able to lead in worship in such an important event. Couldn't have been too bad. We're still together. We're still keeping going. And the rest of it. But from that was formed a group called What's the Connection? This is supposed to be a serious kind of sharing this morning. Some of us have aged a little. But don't we look serious? Yeah. That was our promotional material, I think, that we were putting together. But it was as part of What's the Connection that again, we were able to, personally, I was able to sort of give service to the Lord in as we went round different places and led worship. I'm not a speaker. You can tell that from this morning. That's not really my kind of thing. I can do this sort of thing now and again, but I'm much better, much more comfortable when I've got a guitar sat in front of me. But it's through song, it's through music that I've really expressed my love over the years and learned so much. I think jumping forward to when we went into lockdown, and I know I've said this to a few of you before, never have I sat down and read the lyrics so much. It's just, there's such amazing songs out there. And that was because I was typing all the lyrics in across the top of the videos. But yeah, what a great privilege to just kind of sit down and be reminded of some great words that have been written and some great songs that we sing together. In the early 90s, it was also our privilege to be asked to tour around the Connection with the Connectional presidents at that time. So What's the Connection on tour? Come and See was the title of the tour. That sounds bold, doesn't it? We should have got T-shirts done with the dates on. But we went with Derek Yates, who was the Connectional president, and we went to every circuit and led worship during the weekend. Again, what a great time that was. Not only, to be able to sort of meet other people, but to share together. We'd travel. Some of those were quite distances that we had to travel and therefore stay over and what have you. But just great that we could witness in such a way as a group together. And, it's absolute blessing. We did record some tracks as well. We did a couple of old cassettes. And our resident songwriter, Harco, wrote most of the songs for us. And there's one, when Stu asked me about sharing with you this morning, there's one song that just came to mind. And we have a Saviour who is watching over us. He's watching over every one of us, whatever our circumstances, whatever we're involved in, whatever we're up to. He's watching over us and he cares for us. And he cares for each one of us individually. His love is unfailing and it's free to all of us. We all have challenging times where we are low. Some of us are quite independent about it. We don't go shouting to everybody sort of what troubles we've got and all the rest of it. I'm very independent. I keep a lot of things to myself. But we're all very different in that respect. And I guess with the work lifestyle I've had, I've spent much of my time being there for others as well. And that in itself can be quite heavy. And there's plenty of moments when, I get down, have been down, and just in need of a break. But he's always there for us. He doesn't need a break. He's there for each and every one of us. No issues are too great for him. He doesn't run out of patience, and not in the way I do. But he cares. He cares for us. There's a Saviour. As many of you know, my job has been quite varied and included many hours of work, inordinate amounts of travel and plenty of challenges along the way of what spanned 35 years with the same insurance company through mergers and acquisitions. I don't look old enough, do I? I've often joked that of the 35 years, I've worked 45 years of them and I've enjoyed 25 years of them. It's been quite varied. I've led several service centres and then the running of specific products. I've led teams of 100 people in the past, which is interesting and time-consuming and challenging. And now I have a team of three managing just an account of just over £100 million. So quite a responsibility. COVID played quite a big challenge in terms of changing our business. And so I'm pleased to say that my carbon footprint, I've contributed more to this country in reducing my carbon footprint than many, as I now hardly get out the house, other than going and doing the shopping and coming here. Just short of 2 years ago, we entered into a new strategy, and that presented new objectives to automate a small percentage of our business, and to cease trading on quite a bit of our business. So me and my team have actually been reducing our business quite significantly, running business off, negotiating early exits and the like. And the plan has always been that within that sort of 2 to 3 year period, we would look at reducing the number of people in my team. I've been able to do some of that by moving people into other areas. But earlier last year, as I wanted to know kind of what the future really held for everything, we started to talk a little bit more serious about what that would look like going forward. And I'm pleased to say that in the whole scheme of things now, my team will be moving back into the main business from the end of March. We've managed to secure all their roles. But the negotiation I entered into early last year was that I'd give them 12 months and then I would also be on my way. So news to some of you, but I just thought this morning, well, I had the opportunity to tell you that I'll be leaving that business at the end of April, once I've completed all the handovers. You can see him smiling. I am happy about it. I managed to negotiate quite a good deal on that. What happens now? Marion said, what happens now? I think as well, just looking back over that period, it was about April when I entered into the conversations. And, you know, what followed last year... you would get like this, which is why I'm not going to expand on it this morning, but it was tough times last year. Perhaps I'll expand on that another time. Give me a better time, Stu. For another day, perhaps. But those circumstances just also helped me understand that God was in this plan. He knows it's right for me to give up work. He knows it's right for me to, but he's led me into it. He led me into the negotiations. You know, there's more to life than running up and down the motorway and managing difficult people and large accounts. So yeah, when Peter was saying last week, over sort of various examples, what happens now? I've had those instances in the past few years. But I've also seen its confirmation from him that now is the right time. It's time for a break. I'm counting the days down. There are 3 months to go. I wouldn't class it as retirement. I don't think we're ready. We're far too young for one thing. But and there's still plenty to do. But let's wait and see. As we heard in that music video, and surrounded with images that I've taken from our various trips to Scotland. Hopefully there'll be more of that to come as we go forwards. There is a Saviour who is watching over us, and he's got a plan for each and every one of us. His love is free, and he cares for us. For all my life, he has been faithful. And all my life, he has been so, so good. And every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Thanks for listening.